T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we're very fortunate that we're now receiving sex disaggregated data from around the globe. And what it appears is that anywhere from 10% to almost twice as likely men are going to die relative to their female counterparts. We really don't know what the underlying real reason is, whether it could be their riskier behavior, since men have a greater tendency to smoke or have underlying coronary artery disease. There's some suspicion that perhaps men have a weaker immune system than their female counterparts because women have two X chromosomes where the immune system is actually launched from in the human body, and men only have one X chromosome. And then there's other questions like maybe just hand washing. We know that men wash their hands half as well as women wash their hands in general. So we just don't know what the underlying factor is, but we do know for sure that if you are male, you're at increased risk of dying from this disease.
So then, obviously, they can't change their genetic makeup. So what do you recommend they do?
I think men need to work twice as hard at maintaining all of the recommendations that the CDC has submitted. They should wash their hands as aggressively as they can, spatial distancing, not social, but spatial distancing. I've noticed many of the young men in my neighborhood seem to fluff this off as irrelevant, as it's somebody else's disease. But the reality is it's all of our disease. We all need to own it, because if we don't all own it, we will all have it. And so I think it's really essential that all of us pay real attention to what's going on and be involved, because our lives are dependent upon everybody else's lives.
Have you seen this before with other diseases, like if it comes to cancer, like say a lung cancer, or if it comes to heart disease or certain diseases that both sexes get? Do men generally, do we know, do they usually fare worse?
You know, we don't really have data on that, particularly heart disease. It's because it's a silent killer in women, and they present so differently, so it's really hard to know. And as you know, personally, you know, you've dealt with heart disease yourself, and you understand that there's such a significant difference in presentation. So we don't really have death rates per se. We do know that if you look at other viral infections, such as the 2003 SARS epidemic, that there was also the disparity between men and women in death rates. And so there does appear to be, when it comes to infectious diseases, particularly in these types of infections and or pandemics, that men fare worse than women when it comes to death rate.
All right. Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask that's important?
No, you know, the reality for us is, you know, we're our foundation, we've literally canceled our entire June, and so we're now focusing everything towards our men's health event this fall, because we're pretty cognizant that with all of the loss of jobs and insurance, mm-hmm. And the amount of men that are going to be needing health care because they're just not going to be getting it, that our men's health event this fall will be even more important than ever. But what's happened is that there's zero funding available.
Yeah, and also I'm wondering that they say this might come back in the fall.
Correct. We might have a hard time. Like, how do we bring 1,000 or 2,000 people into one facility safely?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.